He perpetrated one of the biggest white-collar crimes in history, a $300 million fraud called the ZBEST Corporation. Ticker symbol back then was ZZZZ. Barry Minkow spent around 7 years in prison for his crime. He now uses his powers for good. Barry Minkow co-founded the Fraud Discovery Institute. He's the senior pastor at the Community Bible Church in San Diego, California, and the author of the book, Cleaning Up, One Man's Redemptive Journey Through the Seductive World of Corporate Crime. He joins us from his office in San Diego, California. Barry, welcome back to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
David, honor to be back. Thanks for having me, my friend.
It's a real pleasure. Now, it's been a few years since we talked, so for those who are not familiar with the story of ZBEST, just give us a quick thumbnail sketch.
Well, David, I was in high school, 16 years old, wasn't the best-looking guy in school, wasn't the star football player of the football team. I had just, you know, as you can imagine, had a crush on a girl who didn't want to be caught dead with me because I had a 1972 Buick, a car, automobile. You had to kind of start it with a screwdriver because one started kind of wheeze down the street. So I wasn't the catch that the cheerleaders at Cleveland High School in Reseda, California were looking for. So I was working out at a gym, met a loan shark who lent me $600 at $200 a week interest only. His last name ended in a vowel, and ZBEST was birthed out of the garage in my home in Reseda, California. And you know what, David? I tell you what, I started the business with the best of intentions, never wanted to end up in jail for 7.5 years, never wanted to defraud Wall Street. But what I learned about myself very quickly is I wanted to do what was right, but I was prepared to do what was wrong, and that's what was different.
And without really drawing this out any further, because it's a good story, and you've told it yourself a number of times and on this show before, but you did eventually take the company public, and it really was a hot stock on Wall Street for a while, and part of the story was this amazing young co-founder behind the business.
Yeah, the stock went from 12 to 80. Three shares and a warrant. Back in 1986, it was a hot stock. But, you know, I was a liar and a thief, and the earnings were all made up. So, you know, I don't get any credit for that, obviously. And I was like the boy wonder of Wall Street and this young kid who wasn't even legally allowed to drink, youngest person in the history of American business to take a company public with an S-1 registration statement. But it was built on fraud and lies, and I was involved with the organized crime families in New York with undisclosed loan relationships and stock manipulation and stock fraud. And so when I got busted, it was the right thing because I was guilty.
And Barry, the judge ordered you to pay restitution. How much have you paid? Are you still paying it off?
The judge dismissed the restitution order 60 Minutes a couple months back. Steve Croft did a big expose where he interviewed my federal judge, and you know obviously it's a public record at this point. And because of the $1.5 billion in fraud that we've uncovered undercover with the FBI and the SEC and so forth, Judge Trevisan dismissed the entire restitution order. Mm. And the only remaining victim of the ZBEST fraud is Union Bank, and I haven't missed a payment in 11 years, as they said on the air.
It's a great story. You've co-founded the Fraud Discovery Institute. What are the most common types of scams that you're seeing today, Barry Minkow?
Well, I'll tell you what, the kind that we're infiltrating and the kind that are the most dangerous are here's what you got. David, you got the perfect fraud storm. You got low interest rates. You got an appreciating housing market. You got people dissatisfied with their passbook accounts. And so perpetrators have this perfect storm where they can go and say, hey, I'll get you 15, 20, 30, 40% on your money. Just give me your money and I'm going to invest it in widgets or real estate or buying and reselling of houses and distressed properties, or I'm going to give it in this mutual fund or insurance premium financing, whatever it is. And most of these are unregistered securities and they're being offered by unlicensed broker dealers with untenable business models, meaning that normally and regularly people in these industries can't generate the returns that are being promised. But people have equity in their houses. And you know what, David? It used to be only wealthy people were targets. But in an appreciating housing market, a guy making 80 grand a year or 50 grand a year with a house with 200,000 in equity can now bring me as a perpetrator six figures. So he's now a mark and a target. So now you have an $80 billion a year problem of what we call unregistered securities fraud or investment fraud. People being promised high returns on real estate deals, factoring deals, mutual funds that don't exist, and they're losing their life savings, and it's absolutely devastating.
Mm. And Barry, you may be seeing this every day. It is, after all, your job to uncover it. And I guess I've seen enough Ponzi schemes and other things over the years that I sort of think I'm wise to it. And the natural inclination is to think that any smart listener would not ever fall into something like that of the Motley Fool radio show. But I think what you're saying is smart people can fall into it too, and it really remains a significant problem out there.
Yeah, I you know what? I have clients that are lawyers. I have people that come to me that are professional athletes. And the first thing I do is say, hey, don't feel bad that you're A, asking me to check this deal out before you invest, or B, you're in a deal where it would appear to be a fraud. You're not a crook, and you don't think like a crook, so how could you be expected to proactively uncover a fraud? Only someone who would think like a crook and been there, done that, would know where to look. So, you know, that's exactly right. So what I teach people is, listen, do your homework. People have the propensity, David, as you know, to do more due diligence in the produce section of their supermarket, differentiating between ripe bananas and non-ripe bananas, than they do when they take their entire life savings and invest it on a stock tip that they found out at a water cooler or some investment deal that a friend of theirs refers them to. It amazes me if they would simply check out the background of the guy, see if it's a registered security, check out the financial statements, find out if the industry that they're saying that they generate these funds can support such returns. These are basic questions that can help the American public. And, you know, when I wrote Cleaning Up, I wrote it, David, to encourage even those who have failed that. You know, I was 21 years old, 25-year sentence, $26 million in restitution. That's game over, brother. You don't recover from that. I mean, that's just awful. If I could come back from failure, and this is the reason for the book, I wrote the book so that others who have failed can know how much more can they come back from failure, not give up, and maybe even use their talents that they once used for evil to try to help others. And that's kind of what I'm trying to do. But, you know, I still fall way short, David. I'm a pastor, but a real big-time sinner, too.
Barry Minkow, when you lecture, I hear that you wear an orange prison jumpsuit. Now, some people may still be skeptical about you, and I think you're having fun with that, but how do you convince people that you're now on the up and up?
I don't have to anymore, much after the 60 Minutes thing and the accommodation from the FBI. And you know, listen, I'm a liar and a thief, saved by the grace of God, David. I did more time than Milken, Boesky, Leona Helmsley, and Nick Leeson combined in federal prison, most in maximum and medium security facilities. So I wasn't one of those born again to your out again prison conversion stories. I wasn't one of those guys that didn't get a lot of time for a big crime. But then when I came out, I uncovered far more fraud than I ever perpetrated. And on the back of Cleaning Up, if you have a copy in front of you, you'll see James Asperger, the United States attorney who prosecuted me, said Barry Minkow has uncovered far more fraud than he ever perpetrated, the absolute highest compliment. And when a white-collar criminal has been out of prison 10 or more years, the recidivism rate is nothing. So I don't have that problem anymore with overcoming skeptics. There are none. It was a $26 million fraud. I did 8 Super Bowls in prison, uncovered $1.5 billion in fraud, and my prosecutor and my judge are my allies, and my last remaining victim is my biggest fan. Don't have those issues. I'll tell you, David, the issue I do have is convincing CFOs and CEOs that they're one bad decision away from where I was. So I go in with an orange jumpsuit, and I say to a CFO and a CEO, I say, pull out from your wallet a picture of your 10Q or your daughter. And they look at me like I'm crazy. And I say, seriously? They say, well, we don't have a picture of our 10Q. And I said, that's right. Then don't lie on your next 10Q or you won't see your daughter for 10 years under Sarbanes-Oxley. And here's the prison sentencing guidelines for material fraud. Take a look. Bam. And this is how you're going to dress and you're going to be shut down. Mm-hmm. So I try to, the only way to stop fraud is increase the perception of detection. That's what we do when we uncover fraud, and increase the perception of prosecution, and that was the whole spirit behind Sarbanes-Oxley. I try to enforce both. Don't always do it well. I'm no heck of a guy, David. I'm a liar and a thief saved by the grace of God. I'm not trying to espouse myself as some heck of a guy, but I can speak from experience in the issue of where compromise will lead you, and that's what I write about in Cleaning Up.
Mm. Barry Minkow is the author of the book Cleaning Up, One Man's Redemptive Journey Through the Seductive World of Corporate Crime. Barry Minko, thanks for joining us again on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
David, an honor and a privilege. Bless you, my friend. Whenever you're in San Diego, come by. We'll have dinner, and I'll even do a free carpet cleaning for you. Whatever it takes, man.
Thank you very much, Barry. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.